One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It's all good. Hey, we are better now, and so much better that we are at Horror at the Store. Guys, welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, again. I'm crushing it, and I just touched the camera. I am crushing it with not stuttering on my name. So we know it's going to be a good handful of episodes. It's great. Today, we got the hilarious comedian. She's a voice actor specifically on Family Guy. And what else did you say? You said Family Guy. What else? What were your other credits? You said Family Guy and something else. What else? What are your credits? Introduce yourself. Why not?
Oh, that's the worst.
I know. I'm like, tell us about you. And I'm like, no, introduce me. It's Zara Mizrahi.
You killed it.
Yes.
That's good enough.
If I usually add the hee and like I kind of bring it up, I'm like, I think I got it.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
Yeah, you ended strong.
It's you know, it's stuttering and the lack of confidence for me.
But it came out great. It's better than I could say it, probably.
I'm honored. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's Family Guy and other. No, but genuinely, like, tell us what. But like, no.
just some shows like that.
Just some shows like that. Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, humble. You're so humble. You're like, no, I don't need to talk about it. It's not about me. It is about you.
Oh, it. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Here, I thought it was about Cotton Weary, and
I mean that too. But you know, it's.
I mean, yeah. No, it's just fun animated shows.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. It's been great. I've been super lucky to just like find my way into these weird rooms and not be on camera. It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. So do you prefer to be do voiceover work versus like on camera?
Yeah, stuff? I do. Okay. I do. I'm just a really self-conscious person who likes going crazy where no one can see me.
That's
and
fair.
It's just like heard later.
That's
and then
fair.
It's like, oh, wow, she did a good job.
Yeah.
But, you know, but when they're looking at me doing it, I just feel like I'm failing.
Yeah,
no matter what.
We're actually going to animate over this fully, so you won't be there, but it'll be like a talking like cat or something.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just erase me completely.
Yeah, just
that's
completely,
where I'm like most comfortable.
Yeah. Just fully gone, and then it's just a talking.
I can also leave. Like, that's fine.
No, don't go.
All right. I'll
no,
stay.
No.
All right.
No, please.
Whatever is best for the podcast.
You know, I yeah, no, you're great. You're already great. And we just met.
Thank you.
You seem awesome. I got blood on your sweater.
I was about to say that was quite the intro. Like,
yeah.
I went in. We have never met before.
Yeah.
I went in for a hug. That's just the way I am post-COVID.
And I was like, oh.
And you were like, oh, no, don't. And I was like, oh, fuck. But I'm already going.
Yeah, you're already
like,
well,
my momentum
there.
Was there.
Yeah. And so, I was trying to, like, raise my neck wound flaps.
Yeah. So,
you know?
So yeah. I mean, if people are watching, that you could see that your head is hanging on by a thread.
Correct.
To the rest of your body.
I had a little accident. I tripped. I tripped. I sneezed. Yeah. So.
Onto someone's knife? Or?
Yeah. Don't you hate when that happens?
Dude, it's the worst.
It's
Wednesday, bro.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So what is the story?
The lovely server at the Comedy Store, Lenny, is also a special effects makeup artist. And we were like, hey, do you want to do something for the Scream episodes? And she's like, I could do a throat slash. And so I came in early today and spent 30 minutes applying this and have just been chilling ever since. I have to hit open mics after this and have another podcast to go to. So
I kind of love it.
I might keep it on for that, but also I might scare a lot of people because I have. Yeah. So we'll see.
I also love the idea, like, that you're just in a Halloween costume right now, like, balls deep in March.
Here at Horror the Store, we don't fuck around.
Yeah, no, you don't. But then just also the idea of you showing up to a Halloween costume party, like, totally normal.
Yeah.
Is pretty great.
Which is what I do. I am the costume because Wednesday Addams says, like, what do you dress as? A homicidal maniac. We dress like everyone else.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
There yeah, it is. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be like Lois Lane in disguise.
Exactly. Like,
No
one would know. So we watched Scream 3, which is your favorite of the Screams?
It's my second favorite.
Okay, so how do you rank the Screams?
We're talking about the first three?
All of them. If you want to.
The original is, it holds a very, very special place in my heart. But after rewatching 3, I was like, this is the second best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
I think it is.
Okay.
And I need to rewatch 2.
Okay.
But I felt old as fuck watching it because Scream 3 is a pre-9/11 movie.
Yeah.
Did you, like, I don't know how old you are, but when I saw it was 2000 and I was like, oh.
I'm 25, so.
Okay.
But it's, that's, even when I think about, like, these movies where, like, I'm like, oh, this was made before I was born. And people I don't like hearing that for me. So other people who are like, I saw this in theaters. I'm like, I saw Scream 5. That was my first Scream in theaters.
Your first Scream?
In theaters.
What was your second Scream?
In theaters or just in general?
Just at all?
Or, like, that wasn't, like, my favorite, though. 5 wasn't my favorite.
Okay.
Like, a 1, 4, 2, 5, 3.
Okay. Is this, like, a huge franchise in your life?
Oh, yeah. This movie, Scream in general, like, the whole franchise, it's just, I think it's genius. I think it's so silly and self-aware, and it has comedy, it has horror, it has everything. It's gory, but it's, like, silly, and it's camp, and it's just fun.
Super meta and cool.
Oh, yeah, and it's just film nerd central, yeah. And I consider myself to be, I mean, I went to film school, I'm one of those film nerds, so, like, you know, it's one of those.
Where'd you go to film school?
Columbia College, Chicago.
Okay, cool.
But yeah.
How about the eye roll that came with that Columbia College.
Yeah, Columbia College. It's, you know, it's an art school.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. Where did you go to school?
I didn't.
You didn't? That's fair. You don't need to go to school.
I left when I was 16 I was like, fuck this.
You're talented and look at you now.
Oh, man.
You're crushing it. You're doing stuff. She's doing stuff on Family Guy.
And other shows that should be forgotten completely for my credits.
I'm saying. That's fair.
You know,
that's fair.
Family Guy and
other Family Guy and things
and other Family Guys
and other Family Guys. But I feel like those credits are like because some what is the one actress who plays Gail that not Courtney Cox the
one who Parker Posey.
Parker, yes, she
fucking love her.
She doesn't like to bring this movie up. She hates Scream 3.
Why?
Because she's like, it was embarrassing. It was a bad, low time in her life or something. And she just hates when people bring it up.
Oh, then we have to bring it up.
I know, right?
Yeah. If we ever see her, we just have to talk about it.
She was fantastic in this movie. Just fully camp. And just like her, I don't know, just her and Gail together. The dynamic was just so silly and just wonderful.
Yeah, no, it was pretty amazing. It reminds me of when Carrie Fisher popped up for a little cameo.
Yes.
And then there's the headshot of Carrie Fisher right there. And she's like, oh, I hate talking about how I look exactly like her.
I was almost Princess Leia. But, you know, I got beat out by someone who slept with George Lucas.
It's funny. And it's like, hilarious.
Brilliant. That, yeah. Fun fact that, I don't know if you knew, here's some trivia. Carrie Fisher was supposed to be Jamie Lee Curtis. So.
Really?
Yeah, but she dropped out.
So. She dropped out?
Yeah.
Damn.
But I mean, it's a win-win either way.
Yeah, it worked for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. So what are some of your favorite moments in Scream 3?
One of my favorite moments was when, was when the whole way that the killer was able to like fool everybody was by using that voice changer and that somehow just has everyone's voice in there.
Yeah,
in the, a complete like, made up device that definitely doesn't exist in the real world.
Which I feel like it could by now, but.
But it still doesn't.
Yeah.
So it definitely didn't exist in 2000.
Oh, 100%.
It's yeah. so funny. It's like. It that would be like today if there was an action movie and it was like, oh no, like we have this device now that like let me go to Shanghai in the middle of the day.
Oh yeah, it's
and now
easy.
I'm back. It's yeah. sort of like it was like that. It was like, oh, you just that voice changer is like the reason that this whole movie happened, but it doesn't exist at all.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a great moment. Another was when the director was like, I'm about to turn 30 and I need a real movie after this. Like, do you remember? Like,
well, I mean, after 30, it's like you might as well just
die.
Yeah, like go jump off a bridge, walk in oncoming traffic. Like, there's, you know, have a sneeze and have a little accident. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
it's funny you say sneeze and have an accident because I literally sneezed and totaled my car when I was 16 years old.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really did. I know this is a little off the Scream 3.
No, that's okay.
Conversation, but it happened. Yeah,
dear
it happened.
God.
I was like. I was on Mulholland,
okay.
one-way road both ways,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to my high school basketball game.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, that's always how it goes.
Yeah, you're always like that, on the way that, to somewhere that, important that, where people can see.
That's very footloose.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then like two cars in front of me, someone decided to run across Mulholland. So then like two cars braked really fast and I was in the middle of one of those really epic sneezes mm-hmm. where like your eyes are half open and I didn't know what
yeah.
to do because I was 16. So I like froze. And then I just rear-ended the car in front of me.
Yeah.
And then the cops came. Someone called the cops, and they were, like, taking the report, and they were like, what happened? And I was just like, dude, I sneezed. And he was like, well, bless you. And that was how that story ended, I swear.
Wait, the cops said, bless you?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, he had a good sense of humor. I was really upset about it.
Yeah. But now you're like... Okay, that
no,
was
I'm
a
like,
good
thank
one.
You.
That was a good one. He was trying to like make it lighthearted.
No, it was nice of him, yeah. but it was just such a fucking expensive sneeze. I've never had a more epic like you point on the license for a sneeze.
You're
you
like,
know?
Ooh, God, yeah,
it's
no,
pretty awful. That's... But I could have been you. Look,
yeah, that could have been me.
Yeah,
I sneezed and then a knife.
Yeah,
just like came out of nowhere.
Yeah, so, no, those knives could be aggressive.
Yeah, you gotta just. That's why you just gotta hide them.
Hide all the knives.
Hide all the knives. My parents didn't bring down or would hide the knives when I was little because I would run after my older brother.
Oh, you were one of those like psycho kids.
I was like 3 or 4. I would like find the knife and then I'd go and like chase him. And then they put them high up so I couldn't do that. But I was like a junior in high school and I was like, why are these up here?
And they're like, oh, because you're the devil.
Because... you tried to kill your brother and like, oh, you could probably bring those down now. And my brother's like, don't do it. It's a trap. And I was like, I have no desire to kill anybody yet, but you know,
yeah.
Yeah. Yet I'm fine. No,
I'm putting yourself in epic danger.
Yeah. No, I can't kill anybody. I have very rare fingerprints, so I would get caught quickly. So I'm not going to do that.
Is that unique to you?
Yeah, that is. No, it's like Jenny. I was obsessed with forensic. I mean, if I wasn't going to be in like the entertainment industry, I wanted to be a forensic scientist.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I've had my fingerprints taken for classes and like analyzed and stuff. And I have fingerprints are not rare. They're like some of them, a lot of them are the same, but mine have like a specific pattern that most don't have. So mine are easier to track.
So again, I know this is off.
That's okay.
The screen.
We're getting off topic. That's fun. It's
okay.
Fun.
Okay. Okay. So then explain why we've had to buy into the belief our whole life that fingerprints are unique to each person.
I mean, they are slightly, but it's like the patterns are it's not reliable evidence. So, but for me though. Like I could put my fingerprints on everything and you would be able to find me pretty
well.
Quickly.
Yeah. And you already scanned them. So
yeah.
Like now you'll definitely get caught.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't think I'm in the actual system. I think that was just like for school.
I won't even do the fingerprint on my phone. I'm like, look, if I ever commit a murder.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
And then they can, you know, do the whole murder you and then like put your finger on the
phone. Yeah. But then I did TSA pre-check. So.
But that's pretty cool though. You know, you don't have to go through TSA.
No, I know. That's the thing. I'm like, do I want to be able to get caught for murder?
Yeah.
Or do I want to stand in line and have to take my shoes off at the airport? There are Those are the options.
There are priorities. Have you been in, I mean, there was a time where I was like prep, ready to go. I had my shoes off. And then they're like, you don't have to take your shoes off. And I was like, they're already off. I was ready to go. They're like, yeah, you know, you have to take them off. I'm like, I'm embarrassed.
That's the worst feeling when you do more than you have to at the airport.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, are you telling me that you're just like putting me through this machine? You know, when they're like, oh, just go through the metal detector. And you're like, why can't we just do this every time?
Yeah. Why do I have to take off my shoe? I get it as safety. And so, you know, another 9/11 doesn't happen. But you know,
but it's so annoying.
Yeah. These are white people problems or just first world problems.
I guess so. You know?
Maybe not just white people, all people. Everybody.
Yeah, first world is
first world. That, I think that's where it is. Yeah,
yeah.
So back to this.
Yeah, and I actually wrote down some funny moments too. Yes. So I'm just gonna pull it up so that we can.
Keep, I love it.
You know, just we're just talking.
What do you think about the opening kill?
Oh yeah,
with Cotton and his girlfriend.
Right.
I think out of the whole franchise, I think this might be the weakest opening.
Yeah, it was super. I thought this was gonna be like a parody.
Oh, yeah.
Movie in the beginning, which it kind of was, but like it was way more like I guess campy, cheesy, like her in the shower.
Yeah,
so perfect.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like it's just horror movie gold.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was pretty great. And then at the end, like at the end of the opening, when it's him getting killed, and then it's and it's like Scream 3.
Yeah, you're like, okay, well, Cotton's dead. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be way worse based on that ending. Yeah. I mean, opening, but then it actually got pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I love all the movies in, like, a different way. I just rank them like that because that's, but I do enjoy Scream 3 in a different way. It's just, it's so campy. It's so just weird and wild and fun.
It reminded me of Wes Craven's New Nightmare a lot.
Yeah.
He must love that meta stuff. There were so many similarities between that and Nightmare on Elm Street in the house.
Yeah.
The way the house was lit.
Yeah.
When she go like in the it was in the third act, right? When
yeah.
like when she goes into the like back lot and then she like sees her house built and it's all lit up and it looks exactly like the Nightmare on Elm Street house
and you're like but it's her house.
I know.
And you're like, what?
I know.
I the whole preying on her mom's like death thing and being like, oh, trauma, you're like, leave, just chill. And like the whole zombie mom thing randomly, and I was like, is that, I mean, obviously she's hallucinating those things, but it's crazy that she's now, I feel like she would have had those like movie two or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, what is it, like 3 years, 4 years later after the initial murders?
Yeah. So the first Scream was in 96.
Yeah.
And then I think
the one right after was they were in college. So maybe 2 years after.
Yeah. But didn't the mom die before the first one?
Yeah. She died a year before.
Right. So 95.
So why is she having, I mean, I guess traumas, you know, you don't want to, you know, traumas. A roller coaster, and there's no.
Yeah, but we could talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, no, but like, I feel like she would have had that trauma a lot earlier. I don't know, just me.
It came up pretty suddenly,
yeah,
like to that extreme. But it was funny to watch.
Yeah. Also, like, how can she afford that house?
Oh, it like in nowhere.
Yeah, and like even like what are her, like what did her parents do? Because like even her first house was like gigantic, and then this one's huge, but it's just her and her dog who's only in two scenes and it doesn't have a name.
Oh yeah, and she was like a remote worker for the women's counseling thing.
Yeah,
and so she's working from home.
Yeah, like, she's pre-9/11 pre-COVID pandemic.
Like, yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, so she definitely wasn't getting paid full time for
100%.
Remote work back then. And she's living in like a little palace.
Oh yeah. She's
with her golden retriever.
I mean, what else could you want? You know, simple life.
It kind of would have been great if she turned into Jamie Lee Curtis's character in the later Halloweens and she lives in like a weird shack.
Yeah.
And like stores guns and stuff.
And she has like, she's like, I've been waiting 70 years.
Yeah.
I hope they like, you know, kill it off after Scream 7. And then in like another 20 years, they bring it back when they're like, no, 30. Just make him really old. Yeah. Make him really old and then bring him back.
It already feels old and weird.
Oh, yeah.
The new ones are so bad. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, the five was, you know what? It was for the fans.
Yeah.
But, and I love Skeet. I love him. But that whole thing, I was like, this is a stretch. Also, the CGI on him. Like, the de-aging was terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
I was like, it looks like those Facetune Instagram filters that just, like, blur the face. And I was like, I think you guys could have done a better job than this. Like, I know you guys could have. But I love those directors. Ready or Not's one of my favorite movies, so.
Totally. Yeah, it's fun.
They do a great job. Tell me one of your funny moments from...
Oh, from here, 60 Minutes 2, I thought was pretty amazing. I'm just gonna read this.
Go
list.
Ahead. No, go.
Courtney Cox's bangs.
Yeah, that's like a huge topic of, are we a fan of the bangs? Are we not a fan of the bangs?
I feel like if that were done today, I would have seen her on TikTok like pulling them down and cutting them and fucking them up and being like, oh, I messed up my bangs and I have to shoot a movie. And then that would have been the movie. They were so short.
They were. And
like frayed.
Were those her actual bangs? Or was it like a wig?
It looks like a wig.
Okay.
But I'm hoping it's a wig. But what wig is that bad? Like, if you're going to put on a wig. I mean,
did you see Drew Barrymore's in the first movie?
Yeah, but even that was better.
This is pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Drew Barrymore's in everything in the first one was just chef's kiss. Like,
beautiful. I mean, you can't top the original. You can't top the original. Also, the fact that obviously the killer is Roman, the brother.
Yeah.
Which, this is the only movie where there's one killer and there's not a second one.
It's true.
I think also he was the, I wanted more. I feel like there could have been more to it.
For a movie that was 2 hours long, it really wrapped up in like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wrapped up really fast. And it was like, I'm your brother. And the mom was bad because she slept her way to the top. And everyone thinks she's evil. And
it was my fault she died. I convinced billions to it. I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't do anything. No.
I got to say, though, I kind of love that the mom was like this Hollywood just like actress, I guess.
Yeah.
What was that supposed to be, like the 70s or something? Yeah. Like, yeah. Trying to rise up. Like, I kind of like that addition. Like, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I'm also an LA kid. I was born and raised here. So like, I'm like, oh yeah, pretty much everyone's mom
has been an actress or something.
Yeah.
It's also crazy that they commentated on the Me Too stuff before Harvey Weinstein and all that stuff came out.
Totally.
And with that, and you're like, you literally addressed it in one of their movies. Like,
it's kind
of
great, though.
It's so on the nose. It's like, it's scary. It's great. It's perfect. It's not, obviously the film is scary itself, but like,
yeah,
that you're like, ooh,
that's meta also.
It was unintentional meta.
Yeah.
But they did it. I don't know, just the, I just felt like the ending and just the, I wanted so much more from it. I don't know. I just,
yeah. What else did you want?
I feel like the kills were fine. There wasn't anything like crazy. I think the third act is interesting. I watched a lot of the deleted scenes, and even with Cotton being murdered in the beginning, they chose the less violent and less interesting version. One of them, he's like climbing, like there's a skylight and he tries to climb, he like hits it with the umbrella and starts climbing out the skylight, and then Ghostface like stabs him in the leg and like drags him down by his like Achilles and shit, and I'm like, that, where was that? Why didn't you keep that in?
I wonder why they didn't.
It's because you gotta have a certain rating, and it's like you can only have so much to have, like, I think what is it, R?
Probably.
But
at that point.
Yeah, it's like, it's, R is different, but it's, I don't know. I just wanted more. I don't know. I just feel like it needed like a bigger punch. And I don't know if it was because there's only one killer that I couldn't believe that it was just him.
Right.
I feel like, I'm like, you had to have an accomplice. Like, I
also like him faking his own death right before.
Yeah.
They didn't need to do that.
Well, because
he didn't have to pretend he was dead for him to be the killer, right?
Yeah, I think it would have been fine if he was still alive. Also, because Sydney didn't find him. It was Gail.
Right.
So it was like, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's just, I don't know. He did like a lot. And he wasn't smart. He also was like, I want to make a movie, man. And he was like a little whiny boy.
Yeah.
And that was.
He was the one who was like, I'm about to be 30.
Oh, yeah.
That was him. Yeah. That was great.
You're like, aw. I mean, he's in other stuff, right? What's that actor?
Yeah, I forgot his name.
That's Scott Foley from Felicity.
Oh, thank you. IMDb over here.
Look at that. I mean, he knows if you think, like, I feel like I know Scream, but then I talk to John, he'll be like, here's this actor's name. I'm like, I forget their names. So yeah.
You're like that Charlie Day meme up like on the board with like the screen.
Yeah, I have all of it. Parker Posey, like she went on to crush in Josie and the Pussycats. Blade 3, she was really funny.
Best in show.
I mean, Parker Posey's a legend. The fact that she was in this movie, I can understand when you look at her IMDb why she wants nothing to do with it.
I would like celebrate it so hard if I were her. Oh, yeah. Like I would just be like, that is my best work. That's like my favorite role ever.
Hands down. Even if it's like the worst thing, I'd be like, no, this is like, I loved it. It was so fun and just insane and silly and weird. Like her jumping into, I always forget this actor's name. He's in Family Guy. He plays Joe, that actor.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Patrick? Is it Patrick?
Patrick Warburton.
Okay, I was right. I knew his name was Patrick.
Known to us older people as the Tick and the guy from Seinfeld.
There you go.
But he, the way Parker like jumps in to his arms.
Oh, that was the best.
It's so funny. And then in the outtakes, she's like, sing me a song. And he's like singing her a song. And everyone's like laughing, but they're like straight faced. It is so good. I'm like, why didn't you keep that?
That's amazing. That was actually one of the best moments. I wrote that moment down.
It's so good.
He sings Old Man River and it is so good.
Are you serious? So funny. That's fucking hilarious.
It's so funny. It's so good.
No, there were a lot of good jokes.
There's like a lot of them are like throwaways.
Yeah.
Do
you remember when Gail was like, or Courtney Cox was like, do you have the number stored in your memory?
And he's like,
phone memory.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that like the hero who's like supposed to save everybody is named Dewey.
He's a doofus.
Yeah.
Dewey the doofus.
Are you a Scary Movie fan?
I watched Scary Movie and thought it was Scream. And then I watched Scream and I thought it was Scary Movie. So I was like, every time someone died,
yes?
I've only seen like the first one. It's been like a really long time, but I know that, Dewey's character is just as even more bumbling of an idiot
in the
Scary Movie.
Oh, in Scary Movie. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in general, he is adorable, but we love him. And when I say idiot, I say that with so much endearingness. And
sure.
We're all idiots in our own way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But like he is. He dumb.
Really good one.
He dumb. Also, okay, I have to.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
So in the beginning of the second movie, Dewey is like mad at Gail and gives her the cold shoulder. And then they like make up in the end. And then all of a sudden in 3, he's mad at her again and being a dick to her. I'm like, where didn't you guys make out and have sex in the end? What? Or like almost make it like what?
Yeah. And then it ends with a proposal.
Yeah. I'm like, what? What? We missed a lot. Like what? See, that's all where I'm like, more. I want more of that. Cause like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny when he proposed and he was like, I just want to see if this can work. Like, we both know it's not going to work, but I just want to see if we can be wrong. It's like, can you do that without the government getting involved? Like, yeah. Why do you need to make it so serious? You know also, what I mean? Also, it was like, I'm gonna make you my wife so I can see if I'm right or wrong about this. It was just like not the best proposal.
And also, like, can you imagine being proposed to that way?
Yeah, it wouldn't be great.
Be like, hey, I don't think this will work, but hey, you wanna? You and me, what do you, maybe?
You know, it's funny when my proposal story, so I'm married, but we got.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. We got proposed. The eye roll and then congratulations. Congratulations. When we got engaged, we got engaged in a diner in Chicago.
Oh, fun.
And it was like, it was really funny because like he's from Chicago and we like spent all this time with his family, mm-hmm. and I had just met his family and I like played with his nephews and stuff. Yeah. And it was really cute. And then we went to this diner. It was just me and him. And he was like, so do you like my family? And I was like, yeah, they're great. And he's like, could you see yourself being part of them? I'm like, yeah, I really love it. And I realized I was just like making the case for him to basically propose. He like asked me questions and then I was like, yes. And my responses were like, I would be a good wife for these reasons. Do you know what I mean? And then he was just like, cool, so we should just get married. I like basically proposed to myself. Do you know what I mean?
You're like, yeah, I am. Here's why I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Why we are getting married.
Yeah, it was sort of like a job interview. It was, yeah, like, do you feel like you could belong here? And I was like, I do, based on the evidence that, yeah, we just discovered.
And here are my three skills.
Yes. And he was like, that is perfect. Yeah. So, and then he pulled in, he was like, so would you like to? And I was like, yes.
You're like, I accept this offer. However, I have other offers on the table. Yeah. And if you could, you know, can I counter offer and give, yeah, you something, you know, like
also
the ring,
have vacation also days planned.
Vacation days, yeah. I am gone all of July every year. For no reason. I am out of town. So I won't be around.
Yeah. So that's no wife time.
Yeah, no wife time.
But
everything else is fine, on the table. I do not cook or clean, or bathe, and that's.
But I do.
But I do, you know, yeah.
But I do. So,
you know?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I love good proposal stories.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's adorable. How long have you guys been married?
3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. But I definitely think that Dewey and Gail's proposal was like way worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Theirs was just awkward and just not. It was just bad. And it's again, I wanted more. They deserve more. We, yeah, love these characters so much. And they just feels like it was just a throwaway. We didn't see the wedding. Honestly, the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been fun to like, and then who?
Yeah.
Who's there?
What's the killer? What's the killer wearing?
He's a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Also, he put the ring in the book where she calls him a moron.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, that's right. I remember it being in the book, but like.
That's the book from Scream 2. That's why they were fighting, because he kept, right, reciting lines where she called him a bumbling idiot.
He's like, I know you called me a bumbling idiot, but could you sign it? And she's like, why would you hate that? Why would you? I thought we moved past this. He's like, no, I'm going to bring it back up, but can you open it? There's a ring inside. Also, you ruined a good book. I don't know.
I love a good book though, with like pages cut out and it's like a secret book to keep things in.
Yeah, but also how much work did that, like, do you have to how do you do that?
I don't know. My mom has some of those books, and honestly, that's like what I'm most looking forward to inheriting one day. It's just like books,
you know,
to store
other
things in.
Family heirlooms, no, books that you can store.
No, fake books.
Oh, I love
it. So cool. I love a fake book. I love like a hidden room behind a bookcase.
Oh, I love those.
Treasure.
Yeah, buried treasure, non-buried treasure,
yeah,
doubloons, you know. Are you a pirate?
Apparently.
I love that.
I was about to say guacamole's great, but I don't think that's like pirate.
What?
Just, I don't know.
I love it. No,
I'm just,
you know,
naming
what?
Things.
Are you hungry? That's okay.
I think I must be. I think I am.
That's, you know what guacamole is? I'm not a fan, but you know what? I understand.
Wait, what?
I'm not a fan of guacamole. I am a picky eater.
I think you just ended the conversation.
And on that
note, I've never heard anybody say that.
John, you don't like guacamole, do you?
I don't dislike it, but I can't have a lot of the things, mm-hmm, in it because, mm-hmm, I have a child's stomach and I get very sick.
What room am I in right now? I've never heard of a guacamole. This is
the worst party ever.
That's why we didn't, I mean, that's why we didn't invite you on to our culinary podcast, because
it's just
Katie
me.
And I would say we have the blandest eating habits ever.
Okay.
Like, she's the only other person I know that gets like a plain cheeseburger.
Oh, with like just the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Just plain.
I don't even get cheese on mine. So like I'm worse than her.
But I'm crazy, but I do like, I love Indian food. So it's like, I'll be like, oh, I don't like this and this, but I love Indian food. So it's like...
I love Indian food too, but like, that's not... You realize that that's off-brand.
Yeah, it's super weird, yeah. So it's like, I'm a picky eater, but I like Indian food.
So you're not into condiments?
No, I like the tomato one. I stutter on it, so I say tomato.
Ketchup.
Ketchup, there you go. Got it. There it is.
Wait, really? Do you say tomato because you can't say ketchup?
Or yeah, I usually go tomato condiment. I'll say that and they'll be like, what are you talking about? And they'll be like, don't make me say it.
Really?
And then I'm like, please don't. And then like, I that's why the one time I went to order from McDonald's, I got brave, drive through, and they're like, do you need anything? And I was like, hey, can I get some tomato condiment? And they're like, what? And I'm like, and I had the mask so they couldn't see I was stuttering. I'm like, I'm stuttering. Can you, tomato condiment, please. The K one. The special
is
K?
So
no.
Funny.
It's like that one. Yep.
So do certain words do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great.
And she has tricks. And I'm like, just because we've just been working together 3-4 months, I'm starting to learn. When she says something, I'm starting to understand what she's saying and why she's saying
he's
it.
Trained.
I'm she's house training me.
In house training.
It's interesting.
I think this is incredible.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic, dude. Stuttering is wild, and if you talk to other people who have speech impediments, they like all have their ways to like sound more fluent. And I will go around like saying I usually stutter on ghost face. So
really? You said it like
I've said
it,
I know times. I know I've said it, and I was like, wow, I surprised myself. But sometimes I'll be like, oh, Mr. Ghostface.
Oh, so it's
if
like
I add something
started
in front of it,
okay,
or like if I do a lot of hand movements, or I do. I also realize that, and it's in editing these. Sometimes I see that I roll my eyes a lot, and I don't mean to roll my eyes. It's I'm like, why are you doing that? Why do you roll your eyes a lot? And I honestly have no idea why I do it.
It's because you're 25.
Because I'm 25.
It's like,
oh my god,
dude, that is like you're right on track.
It's been a lifelong thing.
It's been a lifelong thing
since I turned 25. Yeah. Which has been ages. I've been 25 for ages. How old are they in this movie too?
I would say anywhere between 18 and 46.
Okay. Yeah.
They look like everywhere in between those ages.
Yeah. Also, what did you think about Randy's little cameo?
Oh, I wrote that down. That was amazing.
It was awesome.
I thought that was actually like one of the best parts.
I was
when
so
he started talking back.
I was so sad when he died. And I was like, no, he deserves
in the first one.
Yeah.
I know.
Second one.
I thought he died in the first one.
Spoiler alert, he died in the second one.
Oh, okay.
He gets shot in the first one.
Oh, but he doesn't die. Okay. No, that was great when he started talking back.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was so funny.
He's like, virgin? Yeah, when I lost my virginity to Karen. He's like, Karen? Yeah, shut up. It was great. We're in the porn section putting away some DVDs, and one thing led to another. Because, you know, when you're in a movie store, things happen.
So good.
I feel like I've never been. I mean, I've been in movie stores.
I was literally about to ask that.
Oh yeah, I've been in Blockbusters. There's one that's no longer around in my hometown. That's actually like just shut down, which I was devastated. But it's pre-played, and they have like old DVDs and VHSs and resale new stuff, everything. And I cannot imagine being like, you know what? I'm horny right now. I could fuck on these DVD racks right now. I don't think I've ever. No, I don't think.
I mean, it's a bold move.
Yeah.
If you work there, I could see how the idea would come up.
Yeah.
But I've never been into a Blockbuster and been like, this place is good for fucking, and someone's got to do it. You know, it's never been on my mind.
Yeah, that's you know what? I was probably a green flag.
Green flag
for you.
For if someone was like, let's fuck in a Blockbuster?
Yeah. No, for like that you don't want to.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it's like you think of Blockbuster and then you go.
Yeah. You're like, oh, movie and chill at a house, not movie and chill in the
like location. While you're getting the movie to chill with.
Yeah. That's not what you do.
Generally
not. So do you have anything else in your amazing notes?
The intro to Randy was very weird. Like that his sister's randomly on set.
Yeah, what is she like? How did she get on set? She's like, oh, guys, we miss you in Woodsboro. You're like, how did you get here?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Point.
Where's your mom? Where's your like, are you a PA? How the fuck did you get on set?
Fun fact, Zara, and Katie knows this, the new place I moved, right down the block from the studio where they are shooting that movie. So you could see all the things from...
Wait, which movie, though?
Scream 3, Sunrise Studios, where they're shooting the actual movie. You could actually see it's down the block from my apartment. It's amazing. I realized, I'm like, why do these security buildings look familiar? Oh, this is from Scream 3.
Really?
And then there's like a plaque on the floor that says Scream 3. It's pretty awesome.
I was wondering what studio that was at.
It's called it's a CBS.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah.
Oh God, I've bombed so many auditions there.
Yeah.
I always left that lot feeling like shit. I was like, I'm never getting anywhere in this business after I left that place every time.
I am going to be one of those starring actresses.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I'm going to be Sydney Prescott's mom.
Please don't.
Could be me.
Don't die. Don't go. Don't go. I mean, but it's Stu and Billy murdering you, so maybe is it that
bad? I used to think Billy was so hot.
He's still hot. I saw him at Creep by Econ, which is a horror convention that we got invited to, and we made eye contact, and I literally almost fell over. I was like...
That's a big moment.
You're in your 50s, you're my parents' age, and I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like that. Age is... What is age? You know, it's just a number.
I mean, yeah. It's very R. Kelly of you.
Thank you. Do you have a favorite R. Kelly song? Just kidding. Everybody gets
one. What if I was like, yeah, age ain't nothing but a number.
That's everybody gets favorite. One. No, you get one. It's okay. Everybody gets one.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. I have like a few. I have a lot of good R. Kelly songs.
He makes some good music, you know?
He made
some good songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish. I wish was
what? No, oh, I thought you meant you wish. I was like, you wish what?
No.
What do you wish with R. Kelly?
No. Could have made it clear.
Got it.
Okay. I wish capitalized song title.
Got it. Okay.
That song is like, I wish. When I was like in middle school, I was like, oh my God, I wish.
I wish, but also I don't wish anymore.
Well, I didn't know that I didn't wish at the time.
Yeah.
You know, but I only found out sooner.
That's probably good. So since you are a voiceover. Voice actress, voice extraordinaire. Can you give us your best, I'm going to say, Mr. Ghostface impression?
Oh, my God. No way. It's so gravelly.
These have not been good.
Wait, what's that?
Everyone says
that. Changer?
I do, however, and I'm going to say this. I said this last time. I'm going to say it today again. This is limited edition, and I don't keep many things in boxes because I'm not one of those crazy people, but this is one of the things where I will not take it out of the box.
Okay, fair enough.
So you have to do it with your own voice.
So you're gonna make me do something real that's physically impossible, but you have the thing that would make it possible.
Correct.
For me to do it.
Yes.
And you're just gonna have me look at it.
Yes.
While I fail.
Yes. Do you want to hold it for confidence?
I don't think it's gonna help.
Okay, well, tried. It has
good so far.
It's you know what, it's been, I did it last time and it's been silly, and I'll also do it again. So
it would actually be great if you did it with your stutter.
Yeah, and I stuttered with it.
You're like, hello.
Hello, Sydney. No, it's hello, Sydney.
That's actually better than I thought.
What's your favorite scary movie? Now it's
okay, yeah, shake it best.
Yeah.
all right, I'll try. It's gonna be terrible.
I'm excited for it.
Hello. Did you hear the crack?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, Sydney. I'm not a guy. I can't do it.
John.
Hello.
You're a guy, right?
Hello.
I mean, my high school football coach wouldn't agree.
Okay.
He's called me some terrible things. Oh, you want me to go?
Oh, yeah, go.
Hello, Sydney.
Oh, best one so far.
I can't do it with a lisp. If her name was like Tara, great. Sydney, I have a lisp.
So it's like you have a lisp, you have a stutter, and I can't do it.
Yeah.
At all.
You're altogether.
You're just incapable. We have excuses.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you
have
really good reasons.
You're an ableist. Yeah. So, God.
Yikes. No, apparently, I can't even.
Yikes. That's problematic.
See what being an ableist does? Fucking nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So, any final thoughts before we give our final rating on the film? Because I feel like I've hit the majority of things.
I think we should end on the most important factor of the whole movie, which is the fact that fax machines are rampant throughout the whole thing.
Oh my God, yeah, we need more of them.
That was great.
I think, I don't know why everybody, I think we need to go back to having fax machines in every room.
You know what's amazing? I still don't understand how fax machines work.
I don't either.
It's actually an amazing technology. And even though they're already like way gone and outdated and no one has them, or I bet some people don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is insane technology. Oh, yeah. And it still absolutely blows my mind.
Apparently a lot of hospitals and insurance people, because my family works in healthcare, so they all like know how to use fax, and like they still use faxes.
Yeah, they're hanging onto fax machines.
Yeah, just like clinging on. They're like, please keep this. We don't want to go to other technology.
Totally.
Yeah. So that's fair. And that whole scene was just, I was like, get out of the house. Why are you reading? She's like, I gotta know. I'm like, no, you don't. You really don't. You know, you're gonna die. You don't need to know. You're whoever smells the gas. Yeah. Why would you put the lighter near the paper? Why wouldn't you bring the paper outside?
Also, no one smelled gas.
Yeah.
it was like I'll have mercy for whoever smells the gas, but no, there was no gas smelled until the explosion.
Yeah. Someone should have been like, smells like gas. Like someone should have just, it should have been like one like throwaway line.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. But again, this is why more. Like it's like those little things where you're just like, that could have amped it up so much more and like heightened it, but it's, alas,
you know, here we are, fax machines and 60 Minutes too.
Yeah, that's in a very dead cotton weary and a weary ending with Sydney's brother and half brother when they hold, you know, the you're dying, but I'm gonna hold your hand still because I was like, okay.
That was very Titanic at the end there.
Yeah. Well, you know what I will say though, the ending with the fight with Sydney and Roman was really badass because it was just her. It wasn't anybody else. Normally it's like, oh, they throw in other people. It was like, it felt like it was just her like kicking ass. And I felt like the other ones, obviously she still kicks ass, but like, I don't know. There's something about it that just, it felt like it was more than the first or the second.
No, it was cool at the end. Yeah, there were a few really cool fight things. I also liked when Dewey shot out the mirror things.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yeah, and then good old, what is her character's name?
Angela?
Parker Posey.
Jennifer Jolie.
Jennifer.
That was her name?
Yeah, they were making fun of Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, that'll do it. Her death made me sad and mad because it's like those secret rooms and then you go into one and then you're trapped and you can't get out and no one can see you.
I love having a secret room.
Do you have secret rooms in your house?
No, I just really want one.
Yeah, me too. They're fun. They're cool. Like whenever, I just want one.
I know, I want one so bad.
I don't know what I would like do with it, but like,
John, your place is under construction. Can't you like create a little secret room like between the kitchen and the like rest of it or something?
My New York place actually has one.
It does?
My office is a flat wall that you can push open.
What?
Yeah.
That's shit.
When I was looking for places in New York, there was one where the back wall of the kitchen opens up, but it actually smelled like dead bodies in there.
So I
ended up not buying it.
That's fair.
I built, like the one I have was done by myself.
Dude.
Yeah. I love a good hidden, like a panic room.
Yeah.
That's freaking epic.
Especially in LA when everything makes you panic.
Yeah, dude, that's fair.
You need a room within a room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they make me. I want to have so much money that I can just make secret rooms for no reason.
I know. I'm like thinking about my house right now and I'm like, where can I?
But also then it makes it easier because if people know the layout of your house, it makes it easier for the killers to hide.
Yeah, but that would mean that we really would need to make sure that that if we were ever going to get murdered, we have to make sure it's not by someone who knows us.
True. Oh, you know what? Here's a good final question for you. How do you think you would, or do, how do you, what do you think, where do you think, how do you, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, seven. That's always my answer, the answer is seven. So that was wrong. can't think of words. Where do you think you would stand in like the kills? And like, do you think
dead
you'd survive
first.
Till the end? You think you'd die?
First, yeah.
Okay. Most people are like, I'd be the final girl. And they'd be like, no, like you, like internally, like I want to be the final girl. But in reality, I'm like dying, like maybe like third from last. Like that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like falling down the stairs or landing on a knife. I don't know.
No, I'm always like last to react to everything.
Okay.
And I'm always thinking like, how can I get out of the situation while spending the least amount of energy?
Yeah.
So like if I saw other people being killed even like out in the distance,
yeah.
I'd be like, oh, maybe he'll be fine. Like yeah. He'll just stop after that because he already killed some people. I'm not thinking like he's coming for me next. That's just not how my brain works. I'm like, I'll panic when he's killing me.
Yeah.
But until then,
I'll just be hanging out.
I'm gonna hang out,
chilling.
If I have a panic room, I'll use it. But until then, I'm like,
yeah, you don't know. So
it's just not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah,
yeah. Especially, I mean, in this movie, I feel like I would survive a little bit longer because Roman.
Yeah, he did seem superhuman in this one. It's
yeah,
like, how is that guy that fast? Yeah, and strong.
He's a track star. He's a runner. He's a track star.
Is he?
He's a speedy boy. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
I thought I missed something.
No, what if he was? He's like Allstate.
Then it would make sense.
Yeah.
I was like, how is this annoying director that good of a killer?
I mean, if you're going to make a movie, if you're directing horror, why not just murder a bunch of people and say it was a part of the movie?
Yeah, or just kill the people whose jobs you want to have.
Exactly. Yeah. That too.
Yeah.
But you can't do that today because of all this DNA evidence.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, it's the worst. they're always getting you with the DNA evidence.
Yeah.
So out of 10, what do you think?
I mean, that's a hard one because in terms of like silliness and entertainment, it's like a 9.
Yeah.
Like it's great, but in terms of like an actual story that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
5.
Yeah.
And then, but in terms of like, can hold its own in the franchise and worth watching and super fun, 8.
Yeah. You actually ranked it higher than I did though. I did, no, lower than I did for, you said 5, I said 6.
Okay.
I was like, I think it's like the lowest that I went with.
Yeah.
Because I think all the screams are good in their own way.
Yeah,
they're
good.
They're all like entertaining and they're all silly and goofy and have their moments. You know, each one is so different, but the same, but just different. And we love it, but you know.
Especially compared to like all the stuff that's coming out now. And the new screams now.
Yes.
It's much better than
it's
those.
It's coming out soon. Are you going to go see it?
I mean, probably.
Have you seen Scream 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's, yeah.
I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, look, I'll see any bad horror movie in the theater. I watch all of them.
It's Dewey's untimely death was sad because it just didn't seem like it needed to happen. In that way. It needed to happen, but not in that way.
Yeah,
I feel like it was a cop-out. But
sure. I'm also surprised that he lasted that long.
Yeah.
So
all of a sudden he's like, I have a limp again. And we're like, you're... Do you or do you not? I don't know. But where can the people find you on social media and all that jazz?
Instagram and TikTok are great. I'm at Zara Mizrahi on both. ZaraMizrahi. I even had trouble spelling it for a second. So
I didn't know it was spelled like that. So that's awesome.
Like the store Zara. Z-A-R-R.
No, I know you're, yeah, the first, yeah.
Oh, okay. You were hung up on the last.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first one I got. No, Zara was really, it was
that's straightforward. Mizrahi is just, but it's phonetically, like,
yeah,
the way it sounds.
I think I spelled it phonetically,
yeah,
when John told me.
Okay.
So
you crushed it. Look, we're doing great.
Thank you so much.
We're just doing what we can.
Thank you. I need constant validation with my speech impediment because because as someone with a disability, if you don't get claps, what's the point? You know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, the most ultimate clap I could give you is that I probably would not have noticed if you didn't tell me.
That's fair. That's
so
fair.
For you.
I'll clap for myself.
There you go.
I tell people so that they don't make fun of me.
Really? Do people actually make fun of you?
Yep.
Still?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's white.
Without you doing it first?
Yeah.
The fuck, man?
Yeah, it's great.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's part of the fun.
People are assholes.
Oh, yeah. But then I get material, so it's awesome.
That's what I still don't understand, because I feel like you get to a certain point where you're surrounded by adults. So the fact that people still do it, I'm like, wow, people are trash.
No, oh, yeah. People are really fucked up.
Oh, yeah. It's awful. And it's making for good stand-up material.
I'm so
sorry
if I did anything.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, literally, don't apologize. You're fine. No, that's why.
People are such dicks, and people are mean to me all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm always.
Yeah,
like,
but you're awful.
You're the meanest human ever.
It still happens.
Stop yelling at me. Oh my god.
I have to, like,
she did this to me. Did you see what she did in the park? She did this.
Did you see the blood she got on my sweatshirt?
God, I'm such a bitch.
I just was trying to give a hug and then I got blood all over me. Jesus Christ. Anyway, people are assholes. Scream 3 is good.
Scream 3 is good. Cotton Weary, Gale, and Dewey forever, maybe?
And fax machines are still mind-blowing inventions. I think that's the big takeaway.
Yeah.
And I can't do voices.
Yeah. Your career as a voice artist is dead right now. This killed it.
Ghostface is coming after my career.
He is. He's coming. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for being here. You're a delight. This was so fun. Make sure to like, subscribe, go see Scream in theaters, Scream 6. Also, if Scream's in theaters, see that too. See Scream 5 and 3 and 4 and 2. All of them. Or don't. Do whatever you want. You guys rock. That was rambly. You're welcome.
You can follow us on Instagram at horror@thestore, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.